According to St. Mark, 5th chapter, beginning at verse 21. Bible reads, "And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. Behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment." Hebrews 4:14. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need." The base of those verses, we like to use a thought or a subject this morning. We all got issues. The question is, what are we going to do about it? We all got issues. The question is, what are we going to do about it? There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Problem is, a lot of times we have a little bit of wavering doubt because of our intellect. There are some things we think that it's just too hard and can't nobody do it. But there's nothing that God cannot do. So we have to trust God. We have to know that it's not necessarily what man say, but it's what God has to say. Man does not have the last word over you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even when we stand and do a eulogy, that's not the last word over you. You still got to meet your maker. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God. We thank God this morning for being God all by himself, for allowing us an opportunity to go through another week's journey. God bless us throughout this week. And it's only by his grace and his love and mercy that he's allowed us to be here on this first Sunday of the third month of the year. We come this morning thanking God and praising God for his goodness, and we thank God for all that he's done. And in the course of a week, we experience warm days, frigid cold days, rainy days, and even snow days, because God is God. And whether you like it or not, he can do anything that he wants to do. God said, and man thought that we were going to be iced up, but you know, God has a way. We got to trust the power of God. We sometimes look for a reason not to be able to go and lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we got to be mindful that every opportunity that we get to assemble ourselves together, we ought not take that for granted. I find this morning that God is still a healer and a keeper. And there was a time that we totally need to trust in God. It's in these times in which we are living right now. We need to enlighten ourselves on all the struggles and the achievements of our people, as we talked about those things on last month. And we are thankful for where God has brought us from. And in the midst of our trials and troubles, we have seen the mighty hand of God at work. God is still in the blessing business. God is still healing bodies. God is still taking care of those that are not able to take care of themselves. And if the truth be told, we are blessed beyond measure, whether we acknowledge it or not. David did say on one occasion, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. But we are people that need to learn how to speak up and tell of God's goodness, share with others. That was one of the moving things in the service on last evening. People began to tell what God had done for them. And as one person got up and another person got up, we began to realize that no one was any worse off than anybody else. And when you look at your situation, somebody else got a situation over here. So we got to understand that if God worked in your life and God worked in his life, then God would be able to work in your life. And it does not matter what your issue or your situation might be. You got to trust that the same God that brought them through will bring you through. Testimony is an opportunity for you to see and know that God has blessed someone else. And you know how we say sometimes, if he did it for him, he ought to be able to do it for me. And that's the kind of God that we serve this morning. Too many of our people are walking around depressed, downhearted, because it seems like they're in a rut, a massive hole of despair. And despite all of your efforts to rise up and do better, it seems like it's always one thing after another. Anybody in here have tried to do better in your life and get closer to the Lord and fix some things, and it seemed like the more things you try to do, the more times the enemy throw things your way? Soon as you get a few things worked out and things seem like they're falling into place and going in your favor, the enemy throw a snag in there and makes you begin to wonder or ponder about the fact, is God going to bless me or not? Am I always going to be in this condition? Another thing I heard last night, a lot of them kept saying, they always said, why me, Lord? Why me? But we got to understand that God knows exactly what he's doing. When God allows things to happen to folk, God also understands your strength as well as your weaknesses. And a lot of times when you think that you are too weak to endure, God steps in and lets you know that when you are weak, he will make you strong. Are there any witnesses in the house that realize that there were times when I didn't know what I was going to do? I threw my hands up in despair, but somewhere in the midst of the midnight hour, early in the morning, God stepped into my situation and made everything all right. I realize that I am not all down and out, because all I got to do is continue to look to those hills, knowing where all of my strength come from. You see, the enemy has a tendency to hit you when you're already down. It is his desire to destroy you and to drain you of all your spiritual and positive influences. We get too many folk dealing with folk that are naysayers and unbelievers, dealing with folk that are full of confusion, dealing with folk that don't believe that God can move a mountain. You got to be careful who you listen to. See, a lot of times if you listen to a whole lot of negative folk, you might be sick, and by the time you get through talking to them, you think you're going to die. But if you're talking to somebody with a positive mindset, you may be going through, but after talking to your brother, your sister, they're giving you a little enlightenment that God will step into your situation. There are folk in here right now that got a testimony of things that we may never, ever go through. And I'm glad that I don't have to go through all the things that are where in the world. But though there are things that happen to other folk that ought to be a teaching plan for us. It ought to be something about what happens to others sometimes that we'll make our mindset be different, that we know that God will do exactly what he said that he would do. We got to understand that every one of us need a personal relationship with God. I'm not talking about know who God is. I'm not talking about mama prayed for me. But I'm talking about you getting to a place in your life where now you are praying for yourself. And not only you're praying for yourself, but you done turned the table around. Now you praying for mama. Anybody in here praying for mama now? Mama prayed for you all of those years, but now that you know what prayer can do, you are praying for mama. We need to know this morning that when we ask God, anything we ask God, whatsoever it is, we got to have the assurance of knowing that God can do it. Then there are times when we ask God for things that has already been done. There are those that don't realize the blessings that God has already bestowed upon them. But if you would be able to maintain a positive attitude about life, praying to God for patience and understanding, but most of all, that God's will shall be done. James said on one occasion, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeared for a little while and then it vanisheth away. So now we need to be about our Father's business. We need to stop talking about what we're going to do next week and talk to God about what can I do right now. And if you got some thoughts about next week, all you need to do is just insert that thought there. If the Lord will, then I will. But God got to allow you to be wherever it is that you want to be. God got to allow you the strength or the intellect to do whatever it is that God would have you to do. We got to learn how to have a determination and a determined mind that no matter what it looks like, I'm going to still keep pressing. You got to learn how to be persistent and maintain a steadfast spirit. And don't let every little bump that comes in the road stop you from going on your journey. That there are some folk that every little thing that happens, then you just sit down and you stop. But you got to learn how to move in the midst of your struggle. You got to learn how to move when it feels like the weight is so heavy that you can't move. Remember that the Bible says if you lay aside some of those things, then God will give you the strength to do what needs to be done. We got to be confident that when I need him the most, that God will be right there. For the Bible declared that he's always a present help in the time of trouble. His promise is to us this morning that I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. But how many of us take God at his word? Our text tells us this morning that when we deal with personal issues and infirmities that we encounter or deal with from day to day, whether we want to or not, we all should consider the word of God, which teaches us that there is none perfect, no, not one. So we know that there's something wrong or something going on with every one of us. Might look good on the outside, but what's going on the inside? What's going on in your mind this morning? Well, what's going on in your thought process when you began to wonder that, Lord, I'm tired and I just don't know what I'm going to do. Now, the woman in our text this morning, she has what she calls an issue of blood, a condition that causes her a lot of shame because at this particular time in her life, she is considered unclean. She spent a lot of money trying to get help, and the Bible declared that of all the help she looked for, her situation got worse. You ever found out that there are times when you go to get help and the help that you're trying to get make you feel worse than you did in the first place? Some of the medications that you take, it makes you feel worse than before you took it. But then they say you got to have it. But then when you look at all of the side effects, isn't it good that you don't always get every side effect? But there are times that you get some of them. But at the same token, you got to understand that every one of us, everybody got some issues. The woman had an issue of blood. But now, what about us? Issues. Issues are things that cause us concern, a source of conflict, misgiving, or emotional distress. Issues are problems or difficulties. Anybody in here got any problems? Anybody got anything in your life that you're concerned about? Is there anything in life that don't run smooth, but you have to contend with conflict sometimes? Anybody know how to deal with conflict? Yes. Anybody know that there are times when you are emotionally stressed out? You just don't know what to do. This morning, Jackie feels a love for her family. So she wasn't trying to be rude, but she was just overwhelmed with what's going on. She was emotionally distressed. She said, I've been praying all night long. But my family is still in the condition. They got issues. They got situations. But I need some help. Yeah. So when I'm in the house of God, I'm going to call on my brothers and sisters. As Jackie began to talk, it made me think about the fact that too many times we want to go by the printed program. But God's Spirit don't work on the printed program. Every now and again, you got to have sense enough to flow with the Spirit. When you flow with the Spirit, everything going to work out for your good because God is in control. But when you try to maintain control, you try to hold folk down, you got to understand that you don't know their story. All of us got issues. Infirmities is a medical condition that causes a lack of strength or vitality, a minor illness. So now, you don't have any issues. Maybe you got some infirmities. You don't have to tell me, God already knows. And I guarantee you, whether it's one or the other, if you know him, you've been talking to him about it. All of us got some issues. We looked at these two words this morning, we find ourselves in one of those categories. Your issue may be sickness, might be joblessness. Maybe there are those that are homeless. Maybe there are those that are over your head in debt. That's an issue. Causes concern. Gets difficult sometimes. Stress you out sometimes. Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, I know we like to get in God's house and act like we all that. But the truth be told, we going through in the house. Trouble is going to come. I don't care who you are. Just because your testimony is, I got the love of Jesus and I'm saved and sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost and five baptized, you still got some issues. Every holy and sanctified individual in here got something going on in your life. Loneliness, abusive relationships, fear and envy and hate, prejudices and disrespectfulness, troubled minds. Am I hitting anybody in here? But I don't have two nickels to rub together. That's an issue. Problem is, what you gonna do about it? Crying the blues just don't get it. Pity party don't get it. Anybody tired of pity parties? Not saying that people don't care. But sometimes you get tired of hearing the same old thing. Every now and again, you ought to have a good day. Every now and again, you ought to know that God is real. Why, every time you turn around, you are the only one that's down and out. Don't you know other folk got problems? You want everybody to be concerned about you? What about you being concerned about somebody here? Paul says all have sinned and come short of God's glory. But I come to inform you that no matter what you've done in life, no matter where you may be going or what you're going through, don't turn your back on God. You might be tired and you might need a little rest. But I come to tell you, it's time to go boldly to the throne of grace. Bible says this morning, as we look here at Paul's writing to the Hebrews, he says that for he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into rest. So, in other words, Paul has said, let us work towards getting in a place in life where we can find some rest. Says that the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Don't you know your flesh and your spirit sometimes is in a battle? But if you want to get it to come together, grab the word of God. And I guarantee when you start getting that word of God, it'll start making things make sense in your life. The Bible said there's no creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him of whom we have to do. Who are you trying to please this morning? If you're trying to please God, then don't worry, because some folk don't understand your walk. You're trying to please God, don't get bent all out of shape when it seems like somebody hunching when you give your testimony. You testify anyhow. You love God anyhow. Don't worry about those folk that want you to hush and sit down, because they don't know like you know that God was right there by your side. They weren't there in the midnight hour when you were going through and you started talking to God and you cried all night long, and the Bible declared that you were just only weeping for a night, because if I can just make it to the morning time, then I'll get my joy back. Bible says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched. Who is he? Jesus the Christ. He can be touched. He can be reached. And the good thing is that you don't have to be in nobody's church house to make that connection with the high priest. Now, we have this thing where we talk to folks sometimes, and you may call Sister Marlena. Say, I want you to tell Pastor Tate I want to talk to him Tuesday night. So now, I want to let you know something. It's all right to talk to Pastor Cade, but now the best thing you can do is go to the high priest. Once you go to the high priest, you got to understand, you don't have to call Marlena, you don't have to call me, you don't have to make an appointment. The high priest, 24/7. 365. Don't have a closing time or an opening time. He's always there. Anybody know what I'm talking about? How many times have you got up in the middle of the night and you may have had a pain in your body? You didn't call the doctor. You called on the high priest. Don't worry about what you got in the cabinet. Worry about who you got in here. Because you start talking to him, he's going to talk back to you. For we have a high priest that cannot be reached. He can be touched and by the feeling of our infirmities. Why? Because he allowed himself to take on this flesh so that he have a better understanding of what you feel. See, when you feel pain, he know your pain. You got folk that, you know, that say that, I know your pain. No, they don't. You might see the expression of the body language, but you don't know the pain. Because there are some folk that can endure a whole lot of pain. And even though they're in pain, the pain that they're in, you don't know the depth of their pain. But because they know the high priest, hallelujah, Jesus, they don't worry about the pain. They talk to the priest. Priests make them forget about the pain. Priests let them know that everything is going to be all right. Bible said, so therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. When you get there, you obtain mercy, find grace. And the Bible declares that that will come in your time of need. Jesus' power has manifest itself. We got to understand that it's not by our own merits. We got to learn that it's by faith and not by our works. The high priest has endured pain and suffering, gone through a lot of things for our issues and our infirmities. But when we're going through, instead of sitting back and doing nothing, the question this morning is, what are you going to do about your issues? You always got an opinion about what somebody else ought to do. But what are you doing about your own situation? See, we have to understand this morning, there come a time you got to know God for who he is. When you know God for who he is, you know that he is a miracle worker. I thank God this morning for being a miracle worker. But there are times in your life that you need to know that the Lord God will be right there by your side. Now, when we look at our text found in the Gospel of St. Mark, we find that there are two miracles of healing being talked about in this text. First of all, when Jesus passed by on the ship going to the other side, and when he got there near the seaside, tell me that a man by the name of Jairus came and said, "Oh, Jesus, my daughter is at the point of death. And Lord, if you just come and lay your hands on her, I believe that she will be healed. If you lay your hands on her, I know that she will stay alive." But how many of you know that you got to trust God in every situation? The Bible said that as he began to go with the man, that there were a lot of folk in the midst of Jesus. The Bible said that Jesus went there, and there in the midst of all of those folk, the multitude began to crowd all around him. But then there was a strange woman in the midst. Bible said that the woman had an issue of blood that she had dealt with for 12 long years. Now, it didn't give the woman's name. It just said a certain woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years. She began to press behind Jesus. She began to realize that I need the Lord to help me. She realized, I got some issues in my life. My issue is that I'm bleeding and I can't get it to stop. I've been going to doctor after doctor, but every time I go, they're just taking all of my money. Anybody tired of paying copay? Anybody tired of paying doctor pay? Anybody tired of going back and forth to the doctor and losing everything that you got? The woman said, I done gave all of my money, but instead of getting better, I done got worse. Is that anybody story in here? I've been to the doctor. I bought my medication, but now I feel worse than I did in the first place. But I stopped by to tell somebody that you better trust the power of God. This woman realized that I went to the doctor and the doctor could not help me. But I heard that Jesus is in the midst. And if I could just get to Jesus, everything is going to be all right. I don't need the Lord to have a consultation with me. I don't need the Lord to lay his hands on me. But if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. See, the woman realized that I got some issues in my life. I got some things going on, and I got to do something for myself. I can't wait on nobody else. I already tried somebody, but they could not do me any good. So now I'm going to try Dr. Jesus, and all I gotta do is just reach my hand out and touch the hem of his garment. And the Bible declares that when she touched the hem of his garment, the power of God, virtue went out of God. And the Bible said that she was healed at that moment. She dried up right then, realized that everything is all right now. I had some issues in my life, but now everything is all right. I got the Lord on my side, and I'm glad that even though God blessed that woman, he didn't stop going where he was going. But when he got to Jairus' house, he made everything all right. Don't you know, don't worry, if somebody else get in line before you, your time is going to come. Don't let nobody make you believe that you're not going to get your miracle. You may be laying on the bed of affliction, and God is watching over you. He has his eyes all over you, and the Lord God will reach down and pick you up out of that situation. I want to know this morning, is there anybody in the house that know what you're going to do when you have those issues in your life? I do have infirmity. I got issues and I got situations, but I'm going to turn it over to the power of a mighty God. You got to do something about your situation. Stop sitting around waiting on somebody else to do what you can do for yourself. Open up your mouth. Ask the Lord to come in your heart. Ask the Lord to touch your body. Ask the Lord to open up that door. Ask the Lord to make a way out of no way. I got some issues, but I got Jesus. And as long as I got Jesus, everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah, Jesus. Man. Oh, too tired. Wish I wasn't tired. That's my issue right now. I'm too tired to go on. It's in me. But I ain't going to try to push it out. Then I have another issue. I'll be laying out in the floor. So I'm going to try to use my mind. I'm going to try to contain myself. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God has done, I can't help myself, because the Lord is good. Anybody know he's good? Anybody know that he stepped in and fixed your situation? Anybody need God to help you work out your situation? Somebody say, yeah.